At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode. Right off the bat, let me just say, if you haven't heard it before, I have an email, dictionarypod@gmail.com, and Twitter is @dictionarypod, and Facebook, I think it's facebook.com/thedictionarypod, and of course, at least a couple of those links are in the episode details. All right, let's get to the words. That's what you're here for. First word for this episode is acrolect. A-C-R-O-L-E-C-T. This is a noun from 1964. The language variety of a speech community closest to the standard or prestige form of a language. Next is acrolein. A-C-R-O-L-E-I-N. This is a noun, circa 1857. A colorless irritant, pungent liquid, aldehyde, C3H4O, used chiefly in organic synthesis. And this is from, it looks like, the Latin olere, which means to smell, or at least that's part of the word. Next is acromegaly. Acromegaly, I think that's how it's pronounced. This is a noun from 1889. A disorder caused by excessive production of growth hormone by the pituitary gland and marked especially by progressive enlargement of hands, feet, and face. That does not sound very fun. Acromegaly. Acromegalic is an adjective or noun. Next is acronym. This is a noun from 1943. I think I've even said this word multiple times in the various episodes. This is a word as NATO, or radar, or laser, formed from the initial letter or letters of each of the successive parts or major parts of a compound term. Also, an abbreviation, as FBI, formed from initial letters. Initialism is a synonym. Acronymic is an adjective, and acronymically is an adverb. So for those who don't know, or who didn't know until now, words like radar, laser, and I know sonar is another one, where each of those letters are the first letters of words that give more information to what that thing is. I definitely do not know what those words are, but I have heard them in the past. Next is acropedal, or acropedal. This is an adjective from 1875, proceeding from the base toward the apex or from below upward, as in acropedal development or of floral buds. Acropedally is the adverb. And I think I pronounced it wrong. I think it's acropetal, and petal is like a petal of a flower, which is why you've got that example of floral buds. Next, we have acrophobia, noun from circa 1888. Abnormal dread of being in a high place, fear of heights. Acrophobe is a noun that would be the person who has acrophobia, and acrophobic is the adjective. So the acrophobe is acrophobic because they have acrophobia. Next is acropolis. This is a noun from 1662, the upper fortified part of an ancient Greek city as Athens, also a usually fortified height of a city or district elsewhere, as in Central America. This is from the Greek acropolis, which is combining A-C-R or A-K-R plus polis, P-O-L-I-S, which means city, and there's more at the word police. So Acropolis and polis are related because polis means city. Acrosome is the next word, noun from 1899, an interior prolongation of a spermatozoan that releases egg-penetrating enzymes. Acrosomal is the adjective. Across is the next word, first form of three. This is an adverb from the 14th century. One, in a position reaching from one side to the other. Crosswire is a synonym. Two, to or on the opposite side. Three, so as to be understandable, acceptable, or successful, as in get an argument across. Second form of across is an adjective, circa 1576. The definition is being in a crossed position. And the third form of across, this is a preposition from 1591, and I think this will be the last word for this episode. 1A, from one side to the opposite side of. Synonyms are over and through, as in swam across the river. 1B, on the opposite side of, as in lives across the street from us. Oh no, not lives, lives across the street from us. That's where English is funky. L-I-V-E-S can be pronounced lives or lives, and it's hard to know until you have context. And when it's the very first word of a phrase or a sentence, you don't have context yet. Moving on to second definition of the third form of across. So as to intersect or pass through at an angle, as in sawed across the grain of the wood. Three, so as to find or meet, as in came across your football in the hall closet. 4A, throughout is the synonym, as in obvious interest across the nation, and that is from Robert Goralski. 4B, so as to include or take into consideration all classes or categories, as in across differences they insist. There can be no rational dialogue. And that's from Houston Smith. And with that, we will end this episode. Thank you for listening. And now I will record the next one. Goodbye.